I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Blessed greetings and love, Conqueror. Welcome to Bob Radio. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, man. If our fans don't know who Conqueror is, who is Conqueror? Where are you coming from? How long have you been doing reggae music?
Yeah, man. Well, my name is Nicholas Murray, a.k.a. Conqueror, straight from Kingston, Jamaica. I've been doing music now professionally for about 8 years. And it's just been a positive vibration, man. My music is all about positivity and, you know, just trying to make people enjoy themselves through music, you know.
Excellent. So how did you first get started into music? What was your inroad?
Well, I was actually on a soccer scholarship at a university in West Virginia, Charleston, West Virginia, and I got an injury.
Okay.
So obviously I couldn't go to practice or anything. So I was coming back from one of my classes and I heard this choir singing and I stayed and listened for a while. You know, my favorite thing in music is always harmonies.
Uh-huh.
And I decided to speak to the director after and say, you know, I'd like to try out for this choir. And he asked me if I had an experience, if I could read music. And I just said, no. And he put me by the piano and he played some stuff and he's like, sing along with this. And in 2 tunes, he was like, yeah, man, you're in. So I joined the choir. Yeah, man, trust me. I joined the choir. Did not read music, but just through the, I don't know, I just looked at the pages and I just knew exactly where I needed to go and it was just became more and more of a passion for me. And from there, I went and bought myself a microphone, a Radio Shack, and then started making a whole heap of noise in my dorm room. People banging on the door telling me to cut the nonsense and stop the noise. But, you know, I couldn't keep it inside me, you know. And, yeah, that's pretty much since then. I've just kept practicing, kept growing, learning more about the industry, my voice. And, yeah, man, the rest is history.
The rest is history. Like a million YouTube followers, is that correct?
Yeah, around that, just about that. Right now it's about 644,000, but the aim is a million and beyond, you know?
Yeah, you're doing great. You're doing great with the music. You're doing excellent with the music.
Respect, man.
You definitely have a positive vibe. We've heard a bunch of your stuff. I hear more of your combinations than your own solo tracks lately. Like one that that we are playing here in San Diego is the one with Ellie Mack. Mr. Sensi.
Ah, okay, Mr. Sensi.
Yeah. It's a nice track.
Nice, man.
Yeah, man.
Respect, King.
How was it working with Ellie Mack?
It was good, man. I mean, obviously, she's from Hawaii. I actually went out there to do a concert, and I was actually on the way to Indonesia to go on tour.
Mm-hmm.
And her manager reached out to me and said, like, listen, we have this music video we're going to do. For the cover, I had a song for maybe like a year out. Her previous manager had contacted me.
Okay.
But yeah, just flew there on the way to Indonesia, shot the video. She was really cool. And introduced myself to the Hawaiian reggae music community, you know?
Yeah, it's a nice community. Really nice community, man. They really love
the music. Another song that I shot in Hawaii too. The song is called Aloha.
Oh, yeah? Very cool.
Yeah, man. And that has a good couple of views on YouTube too, you know?
Okay. So your last release was an EP. Are you getting released some more music? Where are you with current singles and new music launch and stuff like that?
Well, the new music that I'm pushing right now, man, is my new single Banana, featuring Shaggy.
Yeah.
It's been doing very well. Yeah, man. And we had a live performance on Kelly and Ryan Seacrest show 2 days ago in New York.
Massive.
And that was fantastic, man. You know, I was growing up listening to people like Shaggy, Sean Paul, Buju Banton, of course, Bob Marley.
Yeah.
But then if I'd ever think I'd have a song with him, boy, I'd say no. But, you know, everything is possible, you know?
Yeah, so, very, very
that's
cool.
A huge blessing and an honor.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's awesome. We're going to be playing that here on Bob Radio. And we got a special release from
Russ. People enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So where are you touring now? So, well, before we move get into the touring part, so that's just a single that you have going right now. Is there another EP on the way? Is there any special songs you want the people to check out?
I'm focusing on the single right now. I'm looking to do some more work with Shaggy and Escrow Records and Cherry Tree Music. I'm going up to LA next week to have a concert at Dub Club on
That's
the 16th,
right.
So I'm really looking forward to that. A couple more live performances with Shaggy on Access Hollywood and Kiss FM. So the ball is definitely rolling, man, and I'm just enjoying the journey, and I'm really grateful for all these opportunities that I've been getting, you know. So,
well, we're grateful for you to spend some time with us, man. It's really cool for you to spend some time with us.
Sure, man. Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, man. So
what's the weather like where you are now?
Right now it's nice, man. It's like 82, 83 degrees right now.
I've never been one to know about temperatures. I just go by hot or cold. Is it cold?
No, it's not cold. It's hot. It's warm.
Okay.
Yeah, man. All right. That sounds cool. That sounds real cool, man. Well,
Thanks, man.
So you're going to do some shows out here in L.A. over at the Dub Club and some stuff with Shaggy. And, wow, you got a lot going on, man. You know, we wish you a lot of success and, you know, hope to see you here in San Diego sometime.
Of course, man. If you said the weather is nice and hot, then I'd love to be there, too. So hopefully you'll see me out there soon.
Yeah. It's definitely not like New York or anything like that in the winter. It's definitely...
Let me tell you something, man. When New York weather hit me the other day, man, it was a shocker. Trust me. So I'm happy to be back in Jamaica.
For sure. Well, Jamaica's nice. What's going on in Jamaica right now? What's the talk on the road?
What do you mean, like, with the music-wise?
Yeah, music. Are you doing yourself little one-offs?
What is that?
I say you're doing little one-off shows in Jamaica while you're there?
No, man. You know, man, I just came from first. I did about a three-month tour in Australia, New Zealand, and the Pacific Islands. And that was with Rosie Delmar, the young girl I did that Hello cover with.
And that's
it was
a video
really good,
too.
Man, but extremely... Eh?
And that's a video, too. Yeah, man.
And the video is now at 103 million views. And I tell you a funny story. When we first shot the video, I have not seen Rosie in person since then. And we met up in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And the day that we met up, we just hit 100 million views on YouTube. That was 4 years later.
Oh, wow.
So that tour, yeah, man. That tour went very well, but very exhausting. And then I flew back to Jamaica, and I stayed like maybe a week with my family. And then I was off again to go and perform in Papua.
Okay.
And let me tell you, man, that was like a 60-hour transit flight to and from. So this is the time that I have in Jamaica now. I'm just looking to chill out, man. Just, you know, relax and enjoy myself, spend time with the family.
For sure.
You know, and,
for sure.
And just take it easy. So, yeah, man.
Very cool. We'll keep on supporting you. We'll post your video, your hit here with Shaggy, and we'll look out for your performances on TV and over at the Dub Club.
No respect, Carlos, man. So, yeah, man, thank you very much for having me on the show, man. Sending blessings and positivity your way, you know?
Yeah, man. Well, thank you very much, man. That was really good.